This is Morning Edition on Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp with a question for you. Do you think you could learn German or Spanish from a computer as well as you could from a live teacher? Most experts say no, but school districts are under increasing pressure to cut their budgets, and foreign language teachers become a target. Colorado Public Radio education reporter Jenny Brundin has the story.
Continuez avec les verbes réfléchir. Avec le passé composé aujourd'hui.
Today, Nancy Bajnowski is leading her French 2 class in a dry but necessary lesson on reflexive verbs.
Nous allons. Is that conjugated?
Yes.
So are we gonna...
She's been teaching French, German, and Chinese in this Eagle Valley High School classroom for 21 years. Every square inch of the room is covered in posters and maps from around the world.
It opens the kids' eyes to different parts of the world. You know, especially some students that never leave the valley, they don't know what the rest of the world's like.
But Janowski is a favorite among students because of her dry sense of humor. She's known as
the bouge.
The bouge.
Or the bouginator.
The bouginator. This student says the bouginator rules with an iron fist. She can be tough.
And this means that?
Still, the kids love her. But Bajnowski is one of three foreign language teachers in the mountainous Eagle Valley District who are losing their jobs. This year, the district had to slash $5.5 million, about 10% of the total budget. Bajnowski's last day was Wednesday. She'll be replaced with a computer-based program called Aventa. It will give weekly updates on students' progress to principals like Philip Qualman of Battle Mountain High School in Eagle. With 500 students studying Spanish or Mandarin and only 30 in French or German, he's cutting a language teacher, too.
I have to look at where I have a high student enrollment, high student interest, and make sure that I maintain those programs and put my staffing in those areas. We can't justify a full-time teacher with a class of 8 students.
There are about 1,500 foreign language teachers in Colorado, a fraction of the more than 47,000 public school teachers. According to data examined by Colorado Public Radio News, their numbers overall are holding steady, even bumping up slightly from a decade ago. But as demand for Mandarin Chinese and Spanish surges, when French and German teachers retire, they're often not replaced. Kate Blanus is a past president of the Colorado Congress of Foreign Language Teachers.
It's sad to see things lost and gone. Languages come and go. Russian was very popular for a while, so was Japanese, and I can't believe that German and French are maybe following that path. But yes, it's always a struggle to keep up enrollment for French and German.
Battle Mountain High didn't want to drop French and German completely, so they decided on the Aventa computer program. It's flexible. Students can learn when they want. But school officials are finding that it only really works for students who are motivated and good time managers.
But the ones who you know, if you give them a little bit of slack, will find other things to do other than their event to work, then they're struggling a little bit.
Students in one rural county, Cheyenne on the Eastern Plains, did more than struggle. The principal there said their experiment with online language learning was an absolute disaster. Now, the district is joining with other rural districts to pay for VNet, a live video stream with a Spanish teacher based in Arkansas. Meantime, the Centennial School District in San Luis experimented with Rosetta Stone Spanish this year. It's giving it up and going back to a live teacher. Administrators found students were missing out on learning about a culture and practicing real conversations.
你好。你好。
Eagle Valley senior Brandy Tseng knows what they're talking about. She's taking Chinese through Rosetta Stone.
It's frustrating at best because the program doesn't always recognize your voice.
And when it doesn't recognize your voice,
you have to do it over. Until it recognizes your voice, even if you say it the same way 20 times.
学校.
Eagle Valley School District's Human Resource Director, Brian Childress, is well aware of the downsides of computer-based language learning. But the district doesn't have many options. Students may be upset about losing teachers like Nancy Bajnowski, but Childress notes that last November, voters had the chance to prevent the cuts.
These cuts are a direct result, and the cuts to foreign language, the cuts to PE, the cuts to art, the changes in classroom size are all a direct result of not having passed a local mill levy election.
Qu'est-ce que tu fais après l'école?
Je promenade à pied.
Tani Sandoval and Matt Jenelin are in Budznowski's French 1 class. Matt will have to take Aventa French next year.
The colleges that I really want to get into require like 2 or 3 years of a consecutive foreign language. And I mean, I know I could do it by switching to Spanish, but French just kind of makes me happier. And
he's not happy at all about having to take it online. He says he'll miss the face-to-face interaction. And he'll miss something no computer program can replicate, a room full of teenagers led by their stalwart French teacher, the Bouge, singing the French national anthem. Jenny Brundine, Colorado Public Radio News.